Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kalmar. The portion of God's Word that we will consider this morning comes from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This is God's word. There is a difference between knowing something and doing something. Most of us know the difference between things that are good for us and things that aren't. But the percentage of those who follow those practices is less than those who know. We know that we should not eat unhealthy food, but we often eat unhealthy food. We know that it is beneficial to exercise daily, but we don't often exercise daily. There is a difference between knowing and acting on what we know. Most Christians know that it is not good to worry or be anxious. But despite knowing this, most Christians struggle with worry and anxiety. But I don't think many Christians realize the real spiritual dangers of worry and anxiety. Perhaps surprisingly, Jesus connects worry to idolatry, serving other gods with worry. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." There are a lot of things in this world that can cause us to worry. Our families, the news, the economy, natural disasters, you name it. And on top of this, we are also sinners who are quick to doubt God's promises. Jesus could rightly rebuke us for our unbelief and worry, but he doesn't. In our lesson, instead, Jesus helps us, encourages us, and reminds us through these examples that you and I are under the Father's gracious care. He doesn't just tell us not to worry. He shows us why we do not need to. Jesus uses examples from nature to remind us that we don't need to worry. He points us to the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Jesus says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet God provides for them." And then Jesus asks this simple question. He says, "Are you not of more value than they?" Are we not more valuable than a bird to God? Well, of course we are. Scripture tells us how valuable our life is to God. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." A love so great, a concern so sincere, that he gave his own Son, who came as a gracious and forgiving Lord, who perfectly served the Father alone. Jesus saved us by living a perfect life in our place. When we were greedy, he was giving. When we were worried, he believed. When we put our trust in other things, Jesus put his whole trust in God the Father. He did this for us because we couldn't. And on the cross, Jesus took away all of our sins, our greatest worry about how we will fare before God's judgment is gone. Your sins have been forgiven. Contentment finds its home in Jesus. If Jesus has won our salvation, we can be confident that he will also take care of us in our daily life. God has a better future for us than this life. But until then, when we are tempted to worry or are troubled by our sins, may we remind ourselves of these examples. Look to the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Look to the cross and to the empty tomb. Jesus frees us from our worries so that we are free to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that all these things will be added to you. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on The Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.